T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour on Hockman and Crowder, presented by our friends at the Funky Buddha Brewery. It is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Tough to call a day like today happy, obviously, because there is a pall in the air. Yeah. The loss of Kobe Bryant yesterday, just a stunning piece of news. That is something that obviously you're never prepared for. And Kobe had just been in the news, obviously, the night before, with LeBron passing him on the all-time scoring list, and Kobe had sent out the tweet congratulating him. It was just, I'm still, even though we've talked it through, and by the way, Cornbread Maxwell is going to join us in about 10 or 15 minutes. Cornbread was going to join us today anyway, yeah, because the Celtics play in Miami tomorrow, and the Celtics played in New Orleans yesterday, so they got to Miami late last night, and Cornbread was going to come on with us, and obviously the whole tenor of what we're going to talk with them about changes because of what happened yesterday. But, man, I just had this feeling like it was nausea when I first saw it. And I was telling you at the beginning of the show, like, it was a tweet. I was on Twitter, and it was from TMZ or TMZ Sports. And I clicked on the link, and it said page not found. And I thought, oh, my God, maybe this is just a hoax. And, yeah, it wasn't that. It was just the site traffic was so great, mm-hmm, that, you know, not everybody could get through to the article. But, man, it was like you just didn't know how to respond when you saw the news yesterday. You just didn't know how to respond. Guy's a young guy.
And people calling, I don't know how it was for you, but people calling that I haven't talked to in some of them months, some of them years.
Everyone needed to talk about it with, yes, someone. That's why I say it was such this – not only was he an athlete, but such a transcendent figure, because this was a transcendent moment. We were talking with John Clayton earlier, Clayton here from Washington Post, and he said he remembers where he was when Kennedy was assassinated. Yeah. And that was this moment. Like, you'll remember this. Like, you'll remember this moment for the rest of your life.
Super Bowl 54.
We'll always have that.
I'm going to know who wins, yeah, and I'm going to know that was the week that Kobe passed.
Unbelievable.
And then as it was released, I don't know how you feel, when I saw the actual crash site, I teared up. Every time I see the meme of him talking to his daughter,
I
looked at it during a break today and I teared up. Like, it gets to you. Me and my wife's not a huge sports fan. We talked for a couple hours about Kobe.
Yeah.
Just because we've been talking about all day, it's bigger than basketball. It's bigger than sports.
It is, and the heart-wrenching element of going to the travel game with his daughter, and there are obviously seven other people that perished on the helicopter.
Two other teenagers.
I mean, just like, yeah, the enormity of his personality and what he meant to the sports world, and now what he was meaning outside the sports world. It becomes tough to comprehend. Like, you're trying to figure out a way to comprehend something that you can't, because it just does not make sense.
And when you wake up, even tomorrow, you're gonna wake up and you have to retell yourself. Cause I had to do it this morning. Damn, looked on Twitter, wakes up, you first time you go on Twitter and you start seeing the RIP's Mamba, and you're like, that's right. That was yesterday.
So crazy. It was, you know, John Clayton's story to me. John Clayton, like I told you, from the Washington Post. He joined us earlier. He's doing his radio show here. His story, I was like, wow. He said he was on a plane, and they have TV. It must have been JetBlue. He was flying here from Seattle. And And he said he saw someone else watching their screen because he was watching the Pro Bowl. Mm-hmm. And he sees on the screen a couple rows ahead a picture of Kobe and, you know, died 2020. And he was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what? Just doesn't it's so hard to comprehend. So we've broached it today. Again, we're here on Radio Row, Super Bowl headquarters, and certainly we are going to have our – I think we've had a fun show today, even in spite of – and you said it at 2 o'clock as well. Like, this dude would want you to remember the good things and the badass moments. And, you know, he wouldn't have wanted you to cancel a basketball game yesterday, no matter how difficult it felt, how wrong it felt. Like, it felt wrong, but
– did you see Tyson Chandler?
Oh, my God.
He couldn't contain Doc Rivers.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, I guarantee if you could ask Kobe,
told you, tighten up.
Well, go ball out. Don't sit still.
Right.
Go drop 80 for me. That's how you can show love to me. And it was cool. And you saw today all the Devin Bush and Trae Young combined for 81 points.
Yeah.
And they both shot 24 times and just all that stuff, man. You know, I don't know who you pray to or how spiritual people are, but there was a lot I saw on Twitter with people doing that where it was more to it.
Because you're looking for anything.
Yeah.
You're looking for anything to make any kind of sense of that kind of tragedy. Just awful. So, anyway, we'll navigate that as best we can, as I believe we've done today and throughout the rest of the week. And as we get closer to the Super Bowl, we do have some great guests planned for you here from Radio Row. Jared Payton stopped by earlier just to throw the U in your face and give me a big hurricane hug.
Bro, I was down at Bayfront Park. I interviewed Jonathan Vilma and Frank Gore back-to-back days. They both gave me hell.
I mean, you are an honorary Kane.
Every time they both get up there and, you know, JV talks trash. Vilma talks trash. Frank's a nice, calm dude. Frank starts making fun of him. I'm like, Frank, well, I thought we were tight, man.
You are an honorary Kane this week. We saw Brady Quinn is here. So we're going to have a fun week of shows. We're going to have a lot of guests for you. All the radio stations, all the radio shows from our stations are out here. Alejandro Solana is out here with us as well. And he's got your headlines right now. Let's get some headlines here with Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Speaking of the late, great Kobe Bryant, there is a game tomorrow in L.A. I think we all have it circled on our calendars. The first time the Lakers will take the floor since Kobe's passing yesterday. It just so happens that game is against the other team in L.A., the Clippers.
Yeah, so that'll be an emotional scene tomorrow night at the Staples Center, no doubt.
LeBron is going to try to go crazy.
Tonight there are 6 NBA games. The Miami Heat are one of them. They host in-state rival Orlando at 7:30 p.m.
Are they an in-state rival? I mean, they happen to reside in our state, but are they an in-state rival?
Well, they're a rival team, and they're in the same state.
But, I mean, any team is a rival team, but if you're going to dub someone a rival, I feel like there has to be
a little past.
A rivalry.
Yeah, is there any past to that?
I don't think so.
Absolutely none. I think the Magic I think the Magic want it to be a rivalry because they're kind of like the Heat's stepchild, their little brother, right? Because the Heat have had instant success since joining the NBA as an expansion franchise, and the Orlando Magic had it briefly but then lost Shaquille O'Neal, and it's been downhill ever since.
So Orlando's kind of like UCF, and they're in the same city, right, where they want to be with the big dogs. You're not really with the big dogs, but you want to talk trash.
I think that's all made up, too. I don't think there's much of a rivalry.
Oh, no. Like the Orlando Magic fans want to say, hey, we're the best team. Oh, let's beat up on the Heat, and we'll take the state over. Like UCF does. UCF swears they're better than Florida, Miami, and Florida State. They're not.
College rivalries are different, though. The in-state college stuff is totally different. Like, they try to make this Marlins-Rays rivalry every year when they do interleague play, and I'm like, who cares about the Tampa Bay Rays? I'm just taking issue with your term of in-state rival.
What about Lightning and Panthers?
There's a little bit of a rivalry. A little bit of a rivalry. And I think both those teams get amped up to play each other.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Lightning have had way more success than the Panthers. But I don't know. I mean, do the Dolphins have a rivalry with the Buccaneers?
Zero.
Zero. I mean, nothing. Literally zero. Jacksonville? Is there a
zero.
I mean, nothing.
You know, is there rivalries in professional sports?
I mean, no, Red Sox, Yankees. Like,
okay,
you, like
yeah,
I'm talking about when you say – to me, when you say rivals, there's a long storied history of hatred and games with meaning. I couldn't name one game with meaning between the Heat and the Magic.
Nope.
All right. What else you got?
Clippers, Lakers. They play in the same building.
I don't even think it's like White Sox, Cubs. Is it a rivalry or is it just like
you gotta hate each other when your net closed.
Jets, Giants.
You gotta hate each other when because the New Yorkers. You get. I was told that when you get there, you have to decide either way. You can't say I like them all.
True.
You gotta go Yankees, Mets. You gotta go Jets or Giants. You have to decide. That's a rivalry.
All right. But this Magic Heat game is not a rivalry.
No, bro. They love each other. They go out to eat tonight.
I mean, Vucevic and Bam might have some bad blood, though.
Yeah, Vucevic seems like he's going to be tough.
What else you got?
The Heat also will play tomorrow at the American Airlines Arena. It's a back-to-back in Miami. As for the Miami Hurricanes, they host Virginia Tech tomorrow, 8 p.m. from the Watsco Center. They're looking to end a pretty bad four-game losing skid.
Yeah, they had a rough game this weekend. What was it, UNC that they lost to?
UNC.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
Yeah, the Kansas City Chiefs, they are playing in the big game this upcoming Sunday. They landed in Miami yesterday wearing Hawaiian T-shirts. It was a tribute to their head coach, Andy Reid.
He loves Andy Reid.
Y'all quit making fun of Andy now. Andy about to get him his first ring.
He
now,
rocks
do
that
something.
Hawaiian shirt like no other.
He doesn't care about his appearance, as we can see. There's something to a guy. Like, you don't like guys that don't care about their appearance.
He's just like, hey, man, this is me. You like me. I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Y'all are wearing button-up stuff. I'm going Hawaiian shirt, and you're going to like it. I like Andy Reid.
Who else? Mike Leach is like that.
Right.
I like those coaches that just comfortable.
Bill Belichick been wearing that.
That raggedy little sweatshirt.
Raggedy-ass sweatshirt.
Raggedy-ass sweatshirts.com.
What else you got, Solana?
And finally, guys, according to a report, Americans preferred libraries over movies, sports, and concerts in 2019.
Lie.
That's a lie. I mean, what does that mean?
It's a report.
They preferred
libraries.
What for a report from where?
It's a report that was on Twitter.
From like a sixth grader?
Right, like a tweet. So when you call it a report from Twitter, do you mean it was a tweet?
More Americans.
No, I heard you the first time.
Per capita.
What does that mean, per capita?
No idea.
So you're telling me there's a group of people that enjoy a library more than going to the movies?
More people preferred going to a library in 2019 over a movie theater, a sporting event, or a concert.
So I just want to get this straight. If you ask a room of 1,000 people, 1,000 Americans.
Right.
1,000 Americans. I've got tickets to Beyonce. I've got tickets to the Yankees game. I've got 2 tickets to go see Uncut Gems. Mm-hmm. Or you could stop by the library and read a magazine.
Make sure you have your card.
More people in that 1,000 would say, take me to the library than the other 3 choices.
Take me to Barnes & Noble, baby.
Well, that's not a library. That's a bookstore.
No, it's a library.
What?
Bookstore.
What do you mean that's a library? Barnes & Noble is a library?
I have it right here. Americans on average saw library visits outpaced trips to the movie theaters in 2019.
Well, a library's free. You said prefer.
Right.
But no, man. Hawk, don't let him. When have you seen a line getting into the library?
Hey, valid point.
Like, come on, man. People line up in movie theaters for hours to see a movie. You know libraries are closing? I think the Davie Library, they asked us for donations in Davie to keep the library open.
Yeah, but that's poor funding, and it's a lack of judgment, clearly, by our elected officials because they're not reading or listening to my reports, which are that libraries are
no, we got the report.
They're more appreciated.
Now you're changing the report.
But I can read every book in a library on a smartphone.
Right, but they're the ambiance in a library.
Hey, I like
it
a library.
Stinks.
Don't
library.
No.
Stink.
I love the library. I've been to
little
the library.
Dirty book smell.
No. The library. Love the library. But literally, and I love the library. I am prefacing this with I love the library. It comes in fourth place in the list that you just gave. There's no chance someone is picking a library over a concert, sporting event, or movie.
Nothing like a library hookup, too, right?
Like with a woman?
Yeah.
You don't have Whoopi in the library?
Well, that's a college thing.
Really?
The college library is totally different than the public library.
Well, college library. Now you're, like, nitpicking what type of libraries. I mean, I just think, in general, libraries were more appreciated and were preferred in 2019.
Now, wait a second. That's your opinion now? It's gone. No, it just seems like it's gone from a report to your opinion.
Well, no, that is my opinion, even though I didn't step foot in a library in 2019.
You know what? And I don't understand that, though, with the trying to have make Whoopi in random places. Like, don't you want to be comfortable? I like to open up.
I'm comfortable around books. I happen to enjoy a nice good book.
But if you make it Whoopi, then you got to hide behind the little bookshelf. You got to make sure nobody walks back there. Like, don't y'all want to let loose and jump off the top shelf?
The librarian gives you the eye. You don't have a lot of time. You got to make things happen.
Where is your librarian? She bad?
Librarians are sexy. Librarians are sexy.
No.
That's a common fantasy.
Because they have the hair up and the glasses on.
Yeah, the glass on. And when they take the hair down,
facts.
They all look like.
What library do y'all go to?
Alyssa Milano.
Plus, library, perfect place for Whoopi. There's nobody there.
Refute your own report.
I'm not dealing
all
with
right,
you.
What else you got? We got weather?
Let's get to weather now. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park right now.
And see that twist coming at the end.
In Miami Beach, which is where we are at, the Super Bowl headquarters here in Miami Beach. 72 degrees and partly cloudy. Across South Florida, there is a 10% chance of rain. And tonight, the lows will be in the low 60s. Once again, weather brought to you by Hialeah Park. Visit HialeahPark.com for more details.
All right, we're
with y'all's ladies. Have y'all ever put both your feet on the nightstand at the same time?
Say that again?
When you're with your wife, you with your girlfriend, Solana, has both of y'all feet ever been standing on the nightstand next to the bed at one time?
So her feet.
She's on the bed.
On the two opposite ends of the nightstand across the entire span of the bed?
No, you're on.
That's a big woman.
Mary Lou Retton? This is Rebecca Lobo. Come here, Rebecca.
All right, we're on
Super Bowl Radio Row.
We are on Super Bowl Radio Row, headquarters for the Super Bowl on Miami Beach. Cornbread Maxwell is going to join us next. He is a friend of the program. Usually we bring him on. We do the blacklist and whatnot. Yeah. Cornbread, though, obviously with the tragic news about Kobe Bryant yesterday, we'll talk with him about what Kobe meant to him and to the NBA. One NBA legend speaking about another. So Cornbread will be the perfect guest to have today. And obviously he's in Miami because the Celtics are in Miami tomorrow night. They play tomorrow night against the Miami Heat. So Cornbread Maxwell going to join us momentarily. Now let me talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors. I know a lot of people make New Year's resolutions for their bodies. And I know it's, January 27th, so it's almost time to start talking about New Year's resolutions, but I figure for the month of January. But maybe you want to make a resolution for the health of your home. Take care of it now so that when hurricane season rolls around, you can relax knowing that you took care of everything at the beginning of the year. BNT Impact Windows and Doors, that's the way to go. That's the company my wife and I use for our home. It's a great feeling when you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. My friends Tom and Brett, they want to extend their friends and family discount to our listeners. So through the end of the month, you got a few days, they're offering $750 off any PGT windows and doors. Just got to make sure you call BNT, have someone come out to your house, give you an estimate, have it written up before the end of January, and you will get that friends and family discount. And let me tell you something. If you own a home in South Florida, you cannot imagine how safe and secure you're going to feel when you have PGT custom windows and doors protecting your house. So give them a call, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can check them out online. It's bntimpactwindows.com. All right, we're here. Radio Row, Super Bowl headquarters on Miami Beach. Cornbread Maxwell, NBA legend. He will join us next on Hockman and Crowder. Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Cornbread, what a tough day for anyone that was not just a fan of the NBA, but just a a citizen of the world. I mean, we talked about it, Crowder and I. I mean, Kobe was a transcendent figure.
Yeah. Just a person. If you are just a person with a conscience, then you have to just sympathize and empathize with just what went on with Kobe Bryant. He was a great player, obviously one of the greatest players ever to play the game. Looked like he was taking another step in life. And I don't know about you or Crowder, you know, having kids, but it was even more touching to me that you would think that if Kobe Bryant is in the last seconds of his life that he had to be with his daughter, how he probably tried to protect her and how ironic that is as a father trying to think about protecting your child in that kind of situation, knowing that your death was coming soon.
And Cornbread, everybody now, you know, we've been doing it now, you know, about a day and a half, but just these stories that people know about Kobe, everybody knows about his greatness on the court, you know, talking about the humanity off the court, all he's done for the community. But you, as a guy that's, you know, played in the NBA, you know, a finals MVP, do you have one of those stories? What pops up in your mind when you think about Kobe Bryant? What's that first story that you think about when you think about who Kobe Bryant was?
Well, it to me, that first story that comes to my mind would be Kobe's last game in Boston. And I really didn't know him that well, you know, just kind of half knew him. And after the game, he was doing a montage of all the arenas. So I had to do an interview after the game in the arena. And there were a lot of people mulling around. And all of a sudden, they came back. Our security came in and said, everybody has to leave. Everybody has to leave. He's coming back. And they said, oh, Max, you don't have to leave. And I was like, yeah, okay, I'm doing the interview. I said, well, who's coming? He said, Kobe. So he comes back out on the court. He sees me. Beelines over to me and says, Max, you know why I played the way I did during that time? He said, because I used to watch you guys during the 80s and the late 70s. And what I saw was I used to be like, get him, get him, get him. I'm like, Kobe, calm down. Take it down a step or two. But he was that kind of person. And then I think at the very end, I got a chance really just to know him as a person and to talk to him. And the last game he did with the play for the Lakers against the Celtics, at the end of the game, he came over to me. And I think actually before the game, I got a chance. We were right beside the Laker bench broadcasting. And he comes over, he throws the rosin up. He looks at me, and I'm wearing a purple tie. And he says, purple tie? And I said, yes. I said, I did this in your honor. And we both laughed and pounded up. And then after the game, he beelined over to me after the game. And we talked for just a couple of seconds. I have a video that I tweeted out of Kobe doing that. And it just shows you the respect that he had for the game, his knowledge of the game, and, you know, that he respected people who played before him. And that was very special to me.
Cornbread Maxwell is with us, and I guess you probably had an affinity for his style of play as well, because he was a killer, like you guys were in your era. He was a throwback.
He had no damn friends, and I love that about Kobe Bryant. If you weren't wearing purple and gold, or you were on his team during the All-Star game, yeah, you'd hear him laugh and chuckle. But during those early years of Kobe Bryant's life, when he played against whoever it was, it didn't make any difference. It was Paul Pierce or Ray Allen, whoever it might have been. He was taking no prisoners, and that I absolutely appreciate it. The NBA, the NFL, baseball, all these things have changed now because Twitter, everybody wants to be friends. Crowder, you remember back in the day, you didn't have any friends when you played. But now everybody wants to call each other and have lunch. I'd be damned if I'm having lunch with my enemy.
That's what, I mean.
The Mamba mentality.
The Mamba mentality, yeah. And a lot of the old school guys had that, Cornbread Maxwell being one of them. I knew, and Crowder as well, like I knew that both of you guys had an affinity for his style of play because it doesn't exist very much anymore. And when you watch and you see his interactions on the court and you hear the stories of him after a game, shooting threes for an hour and a half, working on his game when everyone else is waiting on the bus, and he didn't care if people were getting pissed at him or whatnot. His ultimate goal was to win everything that he did, and it didn't matter, you know, again, like you said, if he had friends or not. You guys were in New Orleans yesterday with the Celtics. How difficult was it after everyone is processing the news? How difficult was it to actually take the court and have those guys play?
Well, two stories. One, I would say the first thing that happened after I got the news, you know, everybody gets it different ways. That somebody flashed it, and I got it, and was just in shock. And then I go to the arena, and I see Jaylen Brown, one of our star players with the Celtics. You'll see him, and he's been doing had a great year so far. I see him in New Orleans and on the court. He's grinning, still warming up before the game, about an hour and a half. And I say, Jaylen, bad news today. And like a little kid, he turns to me and he said, wow, horrible news. He said, and I never met him. And it was like, it was so touching to see that. It was like, I didn't meet him. I never, and this is a star player, the way he said it. I think the other thing that happened, number two, was I guess when both teams took the 24-second violation in the beginning of the game, there was a jump ball, and then in Kobe's honor, both teams took the 24-second violation, and I saw the official clapping. I saw all the players clapping. That, to me, was the moment that really I kind of got choked up just thinking about, man, how we would – and Crowder and I, who both played, how you can't even imagine, you know, how we touch lives as players, but how he's touched lives internationally and all over the world. That, to me, is just so telling. If we can only have a fraction of that, I think we'd be much better as a world.
And Cornbread, you see the players crying, and, you know, just yesterday you saw what Trae Young, some of the younger guys.
Yeah.
Because there were guys that played with Kobe, but there were young guys that didn't play with Kobe, but respect that man. And me and Hawk were talking the first segment. If we could ask Kobe, you know, I want your opinion on it, but we think Kobe would have won a play because, like we're talking about, that Mamba mentality. I don't want you not to play. I want you to go out there and drop 80.
Yeah, that would have been Kobe Bryant. He wouldn't even have thought a second about, you know, like, we're going to cancel a game. You know, matter of fact, he'd probably say, play it for me. Play as hard as you can. If you're going to play this game, play it in my honor. Play as hard as you can. And like you saw, see the players who hadn't played against him, but to see the players who had played with him, to see Tim Duncan with tears in his eyes, to see Vince Carter, to see, you know, all these guys who loved him. And we had two players. Tatum was a guy who was practiced with him during the summer, and also Gordon Hayward is another guy who he kind of took under his wing. So Gordon Hayward, after the they were doing a presser after the game, and he had tears in his eyes. He was crying. So I think everybody had the same mentality, like Doc Rivers, who they showed, you know, showed him visibly shaking and crying. The whole NBA, and one thing I tweeted out, I said, today the whole world, the whole NBA family wears purple and gold.
It was so incomprehensible yesterday when everyone got the news. Cornbread Maxwell is with us, NBA legend, Celtics broadcaster now. It was so incomprehensible because, again, Kobe was always so indestructible in all our minds.
Yes.
And I guess that was the like the prevailing emotion, right? Like, this can't be happening. As the finality
how
of
can
it
you,
started
to... I totally agree with you. It's like, how can you kill Superman? That's what you start thinking in your mind. It's like, that just can't be. And, you know, for them to put that news out, I just hated yesterday all the speculation. Yeah, TMZ had it right that he had passed away, but then there was Rick Fox was on the plane. Then his wife was – it was all these things. And that's the thing that really kind of took away from me, was just all the speculation. Everybody had to get it, the information, immediately. Obviously, Kobe Bryant had passed away. It was touching. But to me, the disrespect of some of the things that happened, because – how did his wife get this information?
Right.
Did she get it like we got it on TMZ, or did somebody call her up? I mean, that to me is just like one of the things you look at in a way that we can't even comprehend. Yes, there is this tragedy for the other people who died just as much as Kobe Bryant's family, but at least they're able to grieve in a very private way. Whereas Kobe Bryant's wife, and his family, they're going to have to do it with the spotlight on them. This is going to be just like the Michael Jackson funeral. They're going to probably have the same thing at Staples Center. Just they'll do the same thing for probably Kobe Bryant, and it's just going to be almost, I'll say it in the nicest way, it's going to be a circus.
Yeah, no, it's just so incomprehensible. It's still hard, you know, more than 24 hours later to wrap your head around it. It really is just unbelievable. And again, Cornbread Maxwell is with us, and he was in New Orleans last night. They played a game, and everybody carries on the best that that they can carry on. I do have to ask you, because Celtics obviously will be in town tomorrow for the Heat. The Heat have the Magic tonight. But you saw Zion Williamson up close last night. What are your thoughts on him?
Oh, unbelievable player. You know, the beauty about the NBA right now is I'm here at the Four Seasons here in Miami, out by poolside talking to you guys. You got to love life like this. And that's the thing about that, too, that comes to mind to me. Also, and just stepping back to the Kobe tragedy, as much as you want to talk about tragedy, life moves on. And that's what I think Kobe would want to see. When there was 9/11, there was 9/12. And things happen like that, and they happen for a reason. And maybe some good comes out of it. I don't know how now, but maybe something really good comes out of this whole situation. Zion Williams, speaking to him, unbelievable player. You think about a guy who is about 280 pounds. I think they said right now he'd be the second heaviest player in the NBA. But he carries it well. And he's just he is like Crowder, as we would say down here in the South. He is big boned it. That's what he is. He is really big boned it. And I don't know how he's going to lose weight and how he's going to carry it, but I've never seen an elephant jump as high, because this young man has some hops and some size and some width and some girth, as we like to like we say in the hood. He's healthy. Healthy boy.
He ain't miss a meal. Cornbread.
These would be greens and chitlins, and it'd be all the kind of fat back, all them things probably we'd like to talk about on the black list. That's what he was eating.
Yeah. Cornbread, you have it to
was,
that
it,
point.
I can tell you this. It was nothing at all that was fat-free. Nothing.
But to that point, man, you wasn't no little dude, but I don't know if you was Zion's side. Like you're saying, he is big-boned. Like you're saying, all those country terms. But do you have any concern of that body holding up with that much pressure on his knees, which he just had a knee surgery now, Brad, on his ankles? Are you have any concern with his body holding up, carrying that weight around?
I am, but probably here's the thing about me. When I first came in the league, I was 6'8", 202 pounds. My playing weight was 225 at the very end of my career. So here's a guy who is my size, but weighs probably about, at that time, 60 pounds more than me.
Ooh.
That'd be like me jumping up and down right now. Like they probably ask me right now, at 64, can I touch the rim? Yeah, I could probably touch the rim. I might be able to dunk, but it ain't going to be the going up. It's going to be the coming down. That's what's going to hurt.
Catching that weight on the other
imagine.
Side.
I can't even imagine jumping off. You know, you see kids right now, if you have young kids, you see them jumping off the top step, three or four steps, you know, kind of rolling. If I did that, you could go ahead and do that commercial. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Need a life alert.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely could be life alert. Please.
Cornbread.
The next commercial I'd be doing one of those commercials in that chairlift thing. Yeah, I'm at the chairlift and these are –
You take it up the stairs. You'd be sitting backwards as the thing drags you up the stairs. Cornbread Maxwell is with us. So you're here in Miami, Celtics and Heat tomorrow night. What are you going to do tonight in Miami? You can just relax at the Four Seasons pool?
Right now, I'm out by poolside. I'm having a strawberry mango margarita with my shorts on. And I know people in Miami might think that they is cool, but all those people out here in the South and the North think right now, it's a heated day. They're in the swimming pool swimming. So for us, it's a beautiful day. I'm going to do a lot of interviews, gentlemen. You know, some back in Boston. I have a dinner that I'm going to tonight with some clients that we have here that came along on the road trip. But it's just such a poignant day when you think about the life of Kobe Bryant and, you know, 24 hours ago, you know, basically a little bit over 24 hours ago, the news was just breaking. And to hear how the Lakers heard about the information, they were traveling back on the plane. I can't even imagine how each person, this is one of the things you're going to look at in life, and you're going to know exactly where you were when you got the news that Kobe Bryant died.
Absolutely. It rocked everyone. You woke up this morning and it was still fresh in your head and hard to comprehend. And it's like you said, just a poignant day. Yesterday was a poignant day that you'll remember for the rest of your life. And obviously gone too soon, but as cliche as it sounds, you have to embrace your life every day that you're given, because it is so random. As to when it's going to be over.
Did you tell Crowder every day that you love him, or vice versa?
Okay, I can't get to that
spot wait a minute.
Yet.
You give me this great information, and now you're telling me what?
I deeply care about
it. Wait a minute. I'm going to do this right now. We're going to work on one thing right now.
All right.
I want both of you guys. We're going to do this on radio. We're going to do this. It'll work out well. I want both of you guys to look at each other right now. Mm-hmm. And say, I love you. And then you say the other person say, I love you back.
All right.
I'm holding. I want to hear this.
I am. Yeah, I'm staring into Channing's eyes.
But he's getting close to me.
Well, okay. I want him to feel it. Okay. I'm staring into Channing's eyes.
Don't get too close. That's a black thing. Don't get too close.
Yeah, we need our space. I need 18 inches.
Can I put my hand on his face? He's told me before not to put my hand on his face.
Don't touch my face.
Can I put my hand on his
face?
All right. Channing, you are my radio partner and my friend. I love you very much, and I don't take you for granted. How is that, Brad?
Okay, now the next. How's the next part? Okay, wait a minute. Who's the next person?
Hawk, we cool.
What?
That wasn't enough. Brad, that wasn't enough, Brad. Lay down the law.
Really
he'll listen to
it.
You.
It really did work for me. Oh, Crowder, come on. Just
I got you, Brad.
Say, look. Okay.
Hawk, I love you.
And appreciate me.
I appreciate you for what you do, and you're a great person.
You know what? I mean, Cornbread. In all honesty, it feels like a silly exercise, but more people should practice that. And yesterday really is a reminder.
Absolutely, I think that everybody I've turned to has turned to me in the last 24 hours. That's basically what I've said to them. And you know, you really mean it, and you don't wait around for that person to check out when you can't tell that person while they're alive. So I think that maybe that's one of the things that for me, that's what comes out of it for me, just to appreciate the people that you have in your life at the moment.
Should we do it for each other too? I mean, you're just a regular radio guest, but you come on a regular basis. Should we all say it to each other?
No, we don't need to get that close.
I was just checking. I didn't know. I didn't know exactly.
Right now. I'm good. Yeah. Let me say it like we say in the hood right now. I'm all set. I'm good.
You're good. You're good, Brad.
We good now. We all right.
We all right. Brad, we ain't going to do a full blacklist. I just got one question. I think it might be culturally biased of this question. Do you go to aquariums?
Okay.
Brad, do you go to aquariums? Like, do you go walk around aquariums?
I've been there, but it's not one of the things. You know why I went in at the Atlantis? I went to the aquarium because they have one that you got to walk through to get to the casino.
Yeah, and it's a little deeper than that, because I was expecting you, because you're a well-versed man, a well-traveled man. Am I the only person that thinks about eating the fish when I look at them in aquariums? Is that a black thing? Because, Brad, every time I see a grouper, I'd be like, damn, if he was black, and look at that side on him.
Like, wait a minute, what should I do? Should I fry him? Should I bake him?
I look at aquarium fish like a dish.
I think that I'll go with that. We're going to go culturally biased, because I know my father looked at some turtles one time in the aquarium went, ooh, that'd be some good eating right there.
Good eating, that's the word, good eating.
I will speak on behalf
good
of
eating.
I will speak on behalf of the white delegation. First thing you look for when planning a trip, is there an aquarium in the city? So, yes, we love aquariums.
But do y'all look at it as a place to preview your food?
No, it's a place to appreciate fish.
No. See that snapper right there? That's some good eating.
No, yeah. See, Crowder, this is where you and I get on the same list. Now, do you want? I'm gonna give you a blacklist version. Mm. If you catch fish, do you catch and release?
Into hot grease.
Or do you put them in the frying pan?
I put them in some hot grease and let them swim.
You release into grease.
Go. Look, all these shows, I see people go, "Ooh, that's a good one right there." I just go, "Hey, all right, buddy, go back and swim and spawn some more." It's like, what's the point of catching them? But you ain't frying them, honey. This is the next call I want to have to your wife, honey. Get the grease hot, okay?
Yeah, cornmeal.
get the cornmeal. Hey, should I pick up some hot sauce and tartar sauce while I'm
I'm out? Because we about to get down when I get home.
Cornbread Maxwell. Heat and Celtics tomorrow. Heat and Magic tonight. Cornbread is in town, and he will be on the call for the Celtics tomorrow night in Miami. Thank you for making time for us, Cornbread, on a poignant day. Thank you for sharing your thoughts and memories of Kobe with us. And I would just like
to
say,
you guys are more than welcome. And I'll go out on the limb and say, gentlemen, I do love both of you, and I love what you guys do. And I have to appreciate everything that you guys do, and I'm sure your listeners. But this is the day for us to all connect as humans. And I think maybe that's the one thing we actually will get out of this from Kobe Bryant passing away.
Very well said. And we love you too, do we not, Crowder?
Yes, I love cornbread.
Yes, we both love you, cornbread.
Crowder, you love cornbread with catfish and stuff like that. So I'm not going. I can't go with you right now.
Right. It seemed like he was kind of making a loophole there by saying I love cornbread.
No.
Made himself a little loophole.
Like he was making it. It didn't seem like he was making another loophole. I love cornbread. Yeah, I know you do, Crowder.
I do.
Cornbread Maxwell. Thank you again, cornbread, honestly.
All right, gentlemen, y'all have a good one.
You do the same. Cornbread Maxwell there. That is your 15 minutes of heat. Obviously, as he said, a very poignant day, and he's a perfect guest to have on talk about Kobe. Let's take a break here. We're at Super Bowl headquarters on Miami Beach. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder. Five o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Love our friends at the Funky Buddha. We went long there with Cornbread Maxwell, but obviously on a day like today, it was worth it. He can wax poetic with the best of them. Yeah. Tomorrow, by the way, speaking of the whole Kobe Bryant situation, Ira Winderman will join us. He's going to join us early in the week because during the end of the week, Thursday, Friday, we're going to be so slammed with guests here on Radio Row. And John Crotty is going to join us tomorrow as well. John Crotty played against Kobe. I mean, they played many of the same years. So we will talk with him. We got to catch up some lost time here because we went so long with Cornbread. Let me talk to you about Allied Doors South Florida. That is a company my family and I have used, and I like sharing with you good experiences I've had with companies in South Florida. Allied Doors South Florida, they've been in business here over 50 years, and for a company to be servicing our Tri-County community for that long, you know they really are the experts when it comes to providing new garage doors and unmatched service for your current door. Anyway, we had Allied Doors South Florida come out to our house because we thought that we needed a brand new garage door system because we wanted to get our doors up to hurricane code. They come out. They're totally honest with us. This blew my wife and I away. Totally honest with us. They tell us the garage doors, they're already up to hurricane code. We need a little bit of maintenance because they were noisy. But, man, I was so impressed with their honesty. It's why I like to tell you about them every day. Now, we've got a LiftMaster in our home. I want to tell you about their LiftMaster Elite Series Garage Door Opener from Allied Doors. Right now, if you purchase the 8550W unit, which is the quietest motor you'll ever have, you can receive the battery backup at no charge. The motor offers amazing security. You can control the garage door opener from anywhere at any time with your smartphone. So if you want peace of mind, LiftMaster delivers it. Whether you need a new garage door or you want just service on your current garage door, get Allied Doors out to your house right now. They've been working with LiftMaster products for decades, and they really are the experts. For the latest LiftMaster products, call Allied Doors 954-942-8550. That is 954-942-8550. or you could check out their website at allied-doors.com. That's Allied Doors, South Florida. A successful first day here on Radio Row, Super Bowl headquarters on Miami Beach, and things will be more and more jam-packed as the week goes on. There's what? One, two, three, four, five, six radio shows going on right now in our area across the way. I can't see it here because it's so far away, but maybe another six over there. There's probably about a dozen radio shows going on right at this very moment at 5:57 on Monday. Probably about a dozen radio shows going on nationwide. There is
space for 60 or 70.
Oh, more than that. I would say 300 or 400.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah, because just on this side, that side's much bigger than this side. On this side, there's got to be at least 60 or 70 tables. I would say on Thursday or Friday, there's going to be 200-300 shows going off in here.
And fans can come in.
There's going to be it's going to be open to fans, I guess, Wednesday through Friday, right? Because Wednesday the NFL Experience opens. So the fans will be able to – the big TV sets are in the middle, so you'll be able to watch it on, you know, CBS Sports HQ, CBS Sports Network, Fox Sports. They're all going to have a mass of people walking around.
It's going to be tough for us because all the women will stand here and stare at me. Hey, Red, hey, Red, hey, Red. It happens all the time. Hey, Red.
Huh? What?
All the women are going to pile up right at this wall and try to get my attention. Hey, Red.
You on the list of people that need to be worried about the ladies walking around
I'm talking about fame now. There's going to be some famous people here. I'm talking about lookers, baby.
That actually drops you down. That drop that like the fame was the only thing propping you up. Now you've dropped below me and Solana.
You know what? You don't really be looking at me. Like it's like when you have a nice car and you see it every day. It's like
we live near the beach, but it's just.
I am a pristine, beautiful beach, but you've been around the beach too long.
I'm going to disagree. We'll have to agree to disagree. what a fun show today, even though we had the backdrop of this truly awful event. But John Clayton was on with us. Donovan Campbell was on with us. Will Manso was on with us. Cornbread Maxwell there was excellent as well. And I think, like I said, we navigated it as best as we could. I'll paint the picture for you on what we got coming up for the rest of the week here in a moment.
Fellas, if you're thinking about getting engaged, if you're a couple thinking about getting engaged, go to Beverly's Jewelers. They are your engagement ring headquarters. They have a huge inventory of GIA-certified diamonds, and they're diamond experts that make it easy. If you prefer a lab-grown diamond, which are identical to mine diamonds in every way, but 40 to 60% less expensive, Beverly's has them both. They are South Florida's leaders in earth mined and lab-grown diamonds, and whichever you choose, you get that Beverly's low price guarantee. You won't find the same diamond for less anywhere. I've been going to Beverly's for probably 10 years now, and trust me, you won't find the same diamond for less anywhere. They're going to give you the best deal. If you're looking for the perfect gift, you can rock her world at rock bottom prices. Everybody wins. Beverly Jewelers has the latest in trending fashion jewelry and incredible pricing on the classics like diamond stud earrings and tennis bracelets. Men, you can't go wrong. Women are always going to like diamond studs and tennis bracelets. And I got to tell you, y'all know my favorite part of Beverly's is the custom design studio. Draw a picture of a piece of jewelry you want to make. You like a ring, tear a picture out of a magazine, and the custom design studio right there at Beverly's, they will make it for you. Free gift wrapping and 12-month interest-free financing. There are two locations, one in Fort Lauderdale and one in Pembroke Pines. Beverly's Jewelers, for over 50 years, where South Florida gets engaged.
All right, so that is going to do it for us here. This week, planned for you, Frank Gore is supposed to stop by. Jared Payton, we know, is going to stop by because he already stopped by and said hello to us. Brady Quinn is here, so certainly he will stop by as well. Who else are we expecting this week, Solana?
Braxton Berrios.
Very excited to talk to him.
Victor Cruz.
Victor Cruz will be stopping by.
Alan Hearns.
We're going to be loaded up. Yeah. It's going to be a really a fun week of shows as we lead up towards the Super Bowl, which will be Sunday at Hard Rock Stadium. Thank you to our on-site engineer, Steph. And thank you to Dan Day and Sweet Lou back in the studios.
Lou.
Getting things done while we're out here. Solana and me and Crowder, we will be here all week on Radio Row in the Miami Beach Convention Center. right here on Miami Beach. All right, that will do it for us. Everybody have a great night. Go Heat, and we will speak with you mañana.
Hey, Red, man, leave me alone, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.